On Saturday, August 24, 2024, a chapter in cinema history closed with the burial of Alain Delon in the chapel of his estate in Douchy, in the Loire region. A week after the legendary actor's death at the age of 88, about 40 close friends and family gathered for an intimate and moving farewell to the man who had captivated generations with his dazzling beauty and animal charisma. Shortly before 4 p.m., the gates of the Brûlerie estate opened to welcome the guests for the final journey of the sacred monster of French cinema, Alain Delon. Among them were his three children, Anthony, Anouchka, and Alain Fabien, united in grief despite past conflicts. His granddaughters, Allison, Lou, and Liv, were also present. At their side was Rosalie van Bremen, the actor's ex-partner and mother of the two youngest children, who managed to bring peace to the Delon family during this difficult time. Another family member was there for this last farewell, Lobois, Alain Delon's loyal dog. 10 years old and in good health, he had almost faced a tragic fate. Alain Delon, fearing that his companion would be abandoned after his death, had considered euthanizing him so they could depart together. However, his family, moved by this unconditional love, decided to take care of him. Lobois will continue to live in Douchy, surrounded by those who loved his master and cherished by memories of their bond. Many cinema personalities were also present to pay their last respects to the star. Paul Belmondo, son of Jean-Paul, a close friend of Alain Delon, actresses Nicole Calfan, who met Delon during the filming of Borsellino in 1970, Muriel Robin and Geraldine Dannon, the actor's goddaughter, attended. Vincent Linden, an admirer and close friend of Delon, is said to have written a text that was read during the ceremony. Véronique de Villèle, Delon's longtime assistant, and Mireille Darc, Rachida Dati, former Minister of Culture, Thierry Frémaux, general delegate of the Cannes Film Festival where Delon made his last appearance in 2019, and Alain Turzian, producer and former president of the César Awards, were also among the guests. However, some close friends could not attend despite being invited. This was the case for Claudia Cardinale, Delon's iconic on-screen partner, who was held back by overwhelming grief, as well as Michel Drucker and Mathilde Sainer. The ceremony was simple and intimate, as Alain Delon had wished. It was held in the small chapel of the estate by manager Jean-Michel Di Falco, a longtime friend considered the chaplain of the stars. In accordance with the actor's final wishes, there was no official tribute or funeral march. Only a small circle of chosen ones gathered, with mobile phones banned, for a discreet farewell to the patriarch. Yet, out of the public eye, the emotion was palpable. The Delon children, usually so reserved since their father's death, stepped out to thank the 100 or so admirers gathered in front of the gate, where flowers, photos, and messages of affection piled up. "Thank you all, he's here, he sees us," Anthony whispered to a tearful fan. This gesture was appreciated by Maxime, 28, who came from Lille. "My parents passed down their passion for Delon to me, I had to be here." Around 5 p.m., when the coffin was laid to rest in its final home, the admirers sang paroles, paroles in tribute to the legendary duo formed by Delon and Dalida. For beyond the roles and conquests, it was a whole cinema family that gathered to honor a complex and tormented man behind his invincible seducer facade. His legendary loves left a lasting impression, from Romy Schneider, who he supported unwaveringly until her death in 1982, to Mireille Darc, with whom his on-screen couple survived a 15-year romance, to Natalie, his only wife, who he divorced after just 4 years. Intense and often destructive relationships, the wounds of which never really healed. Anthony Delon, photo by Guillaume Souvent /AFP. Anthony Delon and Alain Fabien Delon, photo by Guillaume Souvent /AFP. The hearse that transported Delon's coffin from the house to the chapel, photo by Guillaume Souvent /AFP. Rosalie van Bremen leaving Douchy after the ceremony, photo by Guillaume Souvent /AFP. Alain Turzian, photo by Guillaume Souvent /AFP. Photo by Guillaume Souvent /AFP. Manager Jean-Michel Di Falco, photo by Guillaume Souvent /AFP. Photo by Guillaume Souvent /AFP. It was Rosalie van Bremen, mother of Anouchka and Alain Fabien, who eventually managed to heal some of these traumas. Having settled in Douchy in recent months to support the ailing actor, she played a central role as a mediator within the divided family. An unexpected return for someone who had gone through a tumultuous separation from Alain Delon in 2001, but who never regretted their 15 years of happiness and two beautiful children. Her presence also brought peace to Alain Delon's final days, as he was overtaken by solitude despite a life in the spotlight. Ultimately, it was his dogs who were his most faithful companions. He, who considered his animals to be true family members, had buried 35 of his 50 dogs in Douchy, in pairs, over the years. This consuming passion was shared with his friend Brigitte Bardot, president of the Brigitte Bardot Foundation, FBB, dedicated to animal protection. Surrounded by his pets and loved ones, it was in this intimate setting that the actor found his final resting place in the heart of the Saloigne Forest. A chapel built specifically to house his dogs, which he chose as his last earthly residence. As close as possible to these four-legged companions who followed him throughout his life, in good times and bad. But behind this visceral need to be surrounded lay childhood wounds that never healed. Those of a little boy deprived of his parents' love, who separated when he was only 4 years old. An intimate scar that Alain Delon revealed, with great emotion in his voice, during an interview with Bernard Pivot in 1996. When asked, "If God exists, what would you like him to say to you after your death?" he replied, "Since this is your greatest and deepest regret, come, I will take you to your father and mother, so that for the first time, you can finally see them together." An eternal regret for someone who spent his life seeking that affection in the arms of women and surrounded by his dogs. Today, the leopard has fallen, but his legend lives on. Through his films that have captivated generations, his unforgettable aura as a solitary samurai, but also the indelible mark he leaves in the hearts of his loved ones. Alain Delon now rests in peace alongside all those he loved, under the watchful eyes of the inhabitants of Douchy, proud to have been the last witnesses of his existence. The rising sun of French cinema has set, but its brilliance promises to illuminate our memories and screens for a long time to come.